Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O W E, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, so, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is A-T-A-Z-T, another T-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio, with your host, T-A-Z. I got the Virgo Lounge in this piece, and I see a lot of numbers. And I know I got Kenya Soul Singer on the line, but who else
Indeed.
Do I have? I guess I got Gwen on the line as well, Gwendolyn Collins. And who else do I have?
Hey.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Kenya, what's up, Kenya Soul
what's
Singer?
What's up, Gwendolyn Collins?
What's up, Taz?
What's up, what's up? I see another 240 with a 2, a 240 with a 6. I got your line open.
It's Lisa Banton here.
Lisa, what's up?
Hey.
I've had Lisa on the show a few times. And
Lisa,
I see a 4-1.
What's up?
I think Lisa's 416.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
me. Yeah, Gwenny is 240.
And then there's another 240.
I don't know, but you're giving out our zip codes, area
codes.
All I'm giving out is the area code. I ain't giving out the whole thing.
I know, I'm just playing with you.
But I am so happy to have the women's choir portion of the Virgo Lounge on the show. I've had each and every one on the show before, and I'm so honored to have y'all in here. I want you to describe what the Virgo Lounge is, and I know Gwen is going to break it down for us.
I'm going to break down you calling me Gwen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my bad.
You knew
bad,
it was coming,
man.
Right, Kenya?
Hey,
oh,
bowing
yes.
Down. I'm bowing down with two feet.
That was the second time I knew it.
Right. The Virgo Lounge, I created the Virgo Lounge to really just be a vehicle to support independent music, to share independent music, to collaborate with other independent artists as we're doing right now, you know, on your show. So, in, you know, very short description, that's it. The Virgo Lounge is a vehicle to support independent music.
Cool. And each of the ladies, please describe exactly what you do. I know you've been on the show before, but to the new listeners that may not have heard it, describe exactly what you do, starting with Gwendolyn.
I am a artist. You know, I consider myself an independent, creative entrepreneur, producer, promoter of shows, radio presenter. Just finished my radio show on iLive Radio. That's it. That's enough.
Right.
It's probably some more stuff in there, but mainly a singer, songwriter, producer, and presenter.
Kenya. Can your soul sing?
Yes, sir. I am a singer. I'm a songwriter. I love writing. I'm falling more and more in love with writing every day. I'm getting my feet wet with some producing now. I'm about to start shooting some films. Just have a lot of cool little stuff going on, dibbling and dabbling in some real estate. So, you know, I wear many coats, and I love all of them. So, but first of all, I'm an artist, and that's probably my biggest passion.
And one of my favorite people, by the way.
And she's
Lisa,
one of mine.
Lisa Banton.
Yes. I am a independent artist as well. I'm a singer-songwriter out of Toronto, Canada. And you know what? I've just been out here really just trying to get my music heard, get my writing acknowledged, and you know, really just keep R&B soul on the map. As much as my space on the map is quite small, I'm working at making it bigger and keeping the art of R&B soul alive in my own little way, for sure.
That's good. My first question, Lisa, how did you hook up with Gwendolyn and Kenya and everybody out of the Virgo Lounge? How did you hook up with them? Because I know you was doing your thing, and like I said, I had you on the show two separate times before.
Yeah, some years ago. I met Gwendolyn last year at the iLive Soul Fest in Toronto, and you know, she came down with a few of some other very talented ladies. They did their thing on stage at an open mic. I did my thing, and you know, the meeting was brief, but we definitely got to experience each other's talent. And
right.
you know, the time kind of went by throughout the year, and I guess an opportunity came up, and I was one of the people that they chose to be a part of the Virgo Lounge in the UK, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
I am so happy that y'all all connected, because when I seen it, I said, boy, I knew that was a good fit from the beginning, you know, before I even knew. And I was just pleasantly surprised when I seen that y'all were all going to be in the UK together. I know Kenya only got 20 minutes, she told me at the very beginning, so I'm going to dip into her song. I got to play
Don't
her song
put me on
in
blast.
The moment.
She put you on blast, girl.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. But I'm trying to get, I'm being real now.
You are, and I love it.
I got her on, as I got her on, explain the song In the Moment, because I'm going to play that.
In the Moment is just, you know, dealing with a situation that you probably shouldn't be dealing with, and, you know, right before it gets out of hand, you say, no, I'm not going to get caught up in the moment, and you go on to the house. So put a little funky beat behind that thing, and there it is, In the Moment.
This is Kenya's soul singer, y'all.
Let you swim deep.
Thank you.
Question, who did the production and all that? If you want to give a shout out?
Yes, absolutely. My producer, Cap, and I produced that particular track together, as well as most of the other tracks on the album. I believe he produced one of them exclusively, and then I did a cover of Deja Vu, but I co-produced the rest of the album with Cap, and he and I have worked together. If you remember, in 2013, we dropped the Django project, and so this was our second time working together. We just got our creative stuff going. Like, we just had an amazing time just developing new sounds and feels and trying out some different lyrics and stylistically how, you know, do the vocals and all that good stuff. So definitely a time of growth, and just had an amazing time with this album, and I'm very, very proud of it. Album number 5. And so definitely looking forward to sharing some of this new music with the lovely people in the UK.
I am so proud of you getting in on the production end. I do believe, I think, the time I did have you on the show, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about it, and I am so happy that you're doing that.
Yes, yes, thank you. I am too. It's always been in me, but it just took someone to really pull it out of me. And, you know, Cap just gave me the confidence to just go ahead and do it, you know. And it's just coming effortlessly. And so I'm having an amazing time, you know, with my new hat of producer on, and can't wait to do some more producing real soon. So
that's good.
Thank you. I'm so glad you like it. Thank you.
I see all the y'all making these videos that I want to say. I see Gwendolyn doing her thing with the videos, promoting and everything. And I've seen Kenya, you had a saga going on, like about
said a saga.
I was hitting everybody up. I said, yo, you got to check this one out, yo.
I like
that song, too. I am so proud of you girls, you women, you talented ladies. I am so proud of y'all doing your thing. And also, in the way of the promotions are even hot, I'm like, shoot, when I put out my album, I want y'all to do my promotion. I don't even want to be in it. I don't want y'all
all
to
right?
do it. That's how bad y'all was doing it. So I was like, I'm feeling that.
Shine on, so, Myrtle, sis. Shine on.
Also,
well, you know, it's a real quick. Let me first give a shout out to Yzma, who is listening in, who is going to be, blazing the stage with us in London. And let me just say that, you know, it's a collective effort. Like, when I talk about independent collaboration, this is not just Gwenny. You know, this is all of us working together, you know, to make sure that, you know, we make those cute videos. Miss Lisa with her Snapchat filter.
Yes, yes.
Kenya giving us, like, the live performances and stuff and giving us just great videos. It's really a collective effort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't there another artist along with you, another female artist?
Yeah, Blaze. Who I'm not sure she's going to try to log in. She had a previous engagement. And then, like I said, we have Yzma also. So it's going to be five of us. Oh,
I'm here.
There she is.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know.
Hey, Miss Black Girl Magic.
Hey. Hello.
I did not know she was on. It's nice meeting you. This is the first time I get to meet Blaze. Is that correct pronunciation?
That's correct. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is an honor to have you on the show, because I've heard a lot of your stuff, but, you know, I never connected with you or talked to you except online.
Right.
But it's an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I want to play Lisa's song that I have logged in here. Lisa, I know I told you 100 times. And I know I told you that my wife beat me down one day, because I had Lisa's song in the car, right? And my wife actually punched me in the arm, talking about, how come you got the new Mary J. Blige and you didn't tell me? I was like, Because it ain't Mary J. Blige, but she's ready to beat me down. So you got me in trouble for real, Lisa, on the real.
I didn't mean to, you know. I'll take full responsibility for that.
Oh, but she was hot. I'm like, no. I had to explain. I said, you remember that show? Then she started thinking, oh, yeah, that's right. That girl sounds good. You know, she was all on you. So the song Let Go, it's one of my favorite ones, too. Explain that.
Let You Go is off of my very first EP called Lost and Found. And I wrote that song about a past long-distance relationship. And basically what it was, it was just talking about the tug and pull of being in something that feels good but isn't right. And I think I got to a point in the relationship where as much as I cared about this person, I realized that it wasn't going to work based on the distance and where we both were in our lives. And that, you know, as much as I care about you, I got to let you go so you can find what's meant for you and I can find what's meant for me. Though I really do love you, we're just not at the right place at the right time for us.
Right. Let
yeah.
you go. Lisa
Let you Bandit. Go.
Loved it too. Hey, y'all, I got to say, y'all be jamming. Everybody in here be jamming. I'm just gonna let it loose. There, I was sitting up here jamming on in my chair, going, "Yeah, I love that song. I love that song."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Lisa, do you get in on the production side of it too, as well?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I wish I had that outward skill. I think I have it in my mind, but I don't think that if I were to actually put it down on anything, that it would necessarily come out the way that I see it. So hearing Kenya Soul talk about producing, it's really inspiring, you know, like it's opening up my mind to thinking that maybe if I do kind of let it out, maybe something mm-hmm. could happen in the future, but I've never actually even thought about doing it. I kind of felt like that really wasn't my lane, but like I said, I'm listening, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could try a little something. I shouldn't limit myself, you know? But
absolutely.
I haven't seen that part yet.
I really think that if you are singing your songs, and even if you're writing your lyrics, you're arranging it, too, because you got to arrange it because you want to sing. I mean, it's all within the same structure. You just got to go out and, you know, just practice and put it out
mm-hmm.
there. And I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, you'll never know. Somebody's going to be going, man, you did that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you know,
it's so true. It's so true. My mind is open now.
Good.
Blaze, I did not get you to say exactly what you do. And, of course, you're new in here, and you're new for me. So I want to hear exactly, I know what you do. But for the people that don't know, just give a little synopsis of what you do.
Well, like the other ladies, I'm an artist, independent artist. I write, arrange. I also produce some. And I'm also, aside from music, I am a licensed stylist. I've been a stylist for almost 30 years.
Wow. That's something I didn't know. I didn't know you was on the production end. There you go, Lisa. You get inspired all the way around. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, she is.
This is the right.
It's all around
right
you. It's all around you, lady. It's all around you.
The right group of ladies to be around.
The song, because when Gwendolyn sent me the song, Man Crush Every Day, I was like, and normally I do not listen. I don't listen to the songs when I get them because I kind of already heard a lot of artists that come on my show, I already hear them beforehand, and I'm already knowing that they're on slam, so I'm all good. You know, anything you give me, I'm going to be, like, happy with it. You know what I'm saying? But the title had me like, yo, I'm about ready to play this, but no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until Thursday. So explain so I can hurry up and hit the button because I wanted to know what this song, MCE, Man Crush Every Day, Every Day. I wanted to hear what it was about.
I mean, it's self-explanatory. I mean, you know, you have somebody that you know, that's your man crush every day. It's nobody else. That's all you see. Basically, in a nutshell.
Here it goes. Man crush every day. Love that too. That's the bomb right there. I see that going in the rotation for real.
Sing, Blaze.
Thank
you. Better sing, girl.
Thank you, Candace.
You better sing, Blaze.
Yes.
Who did the music on that one?
The music was produced by Reggie Myricks, Myricks Media Group. He's out of New Jersey.
Cool. How do everyone in here, okay, I guess I'm thinking as an artist too because I do music as well. Do you pick and choose what music you want to write to, or something hits you, or you make something? I'm just trying to figure out, how do you figure out what or whose music or what music you want to use? You know what I'm saying?
I personally do with MCE. That wasn't even the first song that Reggie had sent me. It wasn't my first choice. It was actually, I went back to it like maybe 3 weeks after he had sent me a number. So he sent me like 7 or 8 songs, and I listened to that particular one, MCE, and it didn't really do anything for me. So I started writing to something else, and it just wasn't doing anything for me. So I went back and listened to MCE, and actually when I went back to it, the song just wrote itself, basically. So, so for me, I do pick and choose what I want to write to, yes, for myself.
Gwendolyn, the same question.
I think like Blaze, you know, I have different producers that I work with. I have one producer that I work with the most, Mr. Dawoo Saeed. But, you know, what's different for me is that sometimes I will actually, you know, totally record a song, you know, put the entire arrangement together, the vocals, the backgrounds, and I'll send it to Dawoo, like to a click track, and just say, can you build some music around it?
Wow.
And, you know, he's pretty amazing. So he just gets mm-hmm. all my vocals just kind of raw, and we'll build all of the music, you know, just
That's
around
dope.
It. Yeah, it's pretty is. Dope. So sometimes I work that way. And then, you know, like Lee says, sometimes I get music sent to me or whatever. And, you know, I think we all know when we can write to something immediately. And I kind of, you know, I commend you, Blaze, for going back to it. That's not really a skill that I have. Like, if I don't write to something right away, I'm saying write so much, I'm over it in a way. I don't really go back to it, as well as, you know, sometimes if I don't release it right away, I'm over it, you know.
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a lot of times I just, like, I sing and he produces the music around it, and luckily we've had a beautiful musical love affair in that nature.
And that's how you do remixes, too, the same way. People send their just their vocals, and it's already a song. And then you come up with your own idea musically, and like you said, build around it. It's almost like doing a remix. I've done that a few hundred times, you know, building around somebody's vocals.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. I want to know, what is the day going to be like? It's September 22nd, am I correct, that you're supposed
yeah,
to go
correct.
To the Hideaway
yes.
in the UK?
Yes.
Tell me what the day is going to be like. When I know, Gwendolyn, you've done this a few times, am I correct, or am I just old? Am I getting
No, well, this will be my second time doing it in London, my fourth time, you know, going to London. But I do a nice amount of shows here in Maryland. So won't be like the first go round. As far as what the day is going to be like, what I'm most excited about is that we have all of these talented artists. Like you got 5 artists one night,
yes.
one stage. And when I say it's a collaboration, I can't give it all away. It truly is going to be a collaboration on stage. Like I'm so excited about it. You know, I did this with Kenya before in 2016. We were in London for like what, 30 days almost? 29.
Yeah.
29 days. Learned a lot from that, you know, staying over so long, you know, just advertising and promoting and things of that nature. Kenya hung in there with me. I appreciate you for that.
Of course.
So just kind of taking some of the lessons learned from, you know, doing it before, doing it here, and even, you know, being able to go over, you know, just being sent over, paid to just go over from you know, other promoters, just, you know, taking those lessons and seeing, you know, what can I do to really make sure that this show is amazing. And a lot of my listeners, you know, I feel like they know that I'm known for the collaboration, and that's what they expect. It's not even really about me. It's like about the Virgo Lounge. It's about Moments for Love, which is what, you know, we called it before. So they're looking forward to the collaboration of the artists on the stage, and we're going to give it to them, let me tell you. I'm real excited about it, Taz. Like, I can't say everything that we're doing, but I think they're going to walk away and probably want to nominate us again for Best Soul Show in London like they did last time.
I'm sure they will.
I hope.
As do I.
do you feel that the fans are more receptive overseas? Because I've been to UK and been over in Europe, and I noticed they appreciate music, especially black soul music, a lot more gooder.
I'd rather say that it's just a different culture. You know, there's a niche market over there that we can easily touch that may be a little harder to touch in, you know, the United States.
Right.
Do they support soul music, but they love independent artists,
right.
Independent soul music, and that's where I think you know, we get to fall in, is that they
that's
love
cool.
Underground, independent, unsigned artists, and so I think that's what sets them apart from here in the States.
They love American
yes
artists.
Right.
They just think that our vibe and our style is, like, really exclusive. Like, it's something that just doesn't happen in other parts of the world. And Lisa, I include you, too, because you're right next door, honey.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you are right next door. Like, you know, I think we have a lot of the same influences and a lot of the, you know, the same kind of neo-soul R&B
right.
stylings. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the song Hold Me. With is that Yzma?
Yeah, Yzma. Yeah.
You're speaking of collaboration. Explain that collabo.
Oh yeah, so Yzma was here because I was doing a Virgo Lounge Live here in the DMV, and we did like a Facebook Live, and we had found some music actually online. It's not what you hear on the actual recording, and we just was like, let's go live and let's, you know, sing to the song. We wrote something really quick. It was crazy. Like, we wrote something like 10 minutes before we decided to go on the Facebook Live, and we sang it on the live, and we started getting like all these, you need to cut that record. So I was like, okay, if you like it, I like it. Let's love it. And I sent it to Dawoo. You know, I sent him what we did kind of online, and he reproduced the music, added his own little musical madness to it, and you have Hold Me.
Emptiness, thoughts of you fill my head. I can't seem to get over you, so instead, I hold my pillow tight through the night, make pretend you're the one that keeps me warm. I just need you to hold me when I feel lonely at night, console me. As I hold my pillow tight, I need you to hold me. When I'm feeling lonely at night, console me. just need you to hold me.
I ain't never had a lover quite like you, and it's messing with my head. I guess I'm too much for you, so instead. You'll be with me again, yeah.
I just need you to hold me. When I'm feeling lonely at night, console me. As I hold my pillow tight, I need you to hold me.
Hold me, yeah.
When I'm feeling lonely at night, console me.
LisaBanton.com, and right there is where you can actually just hit up currently my Bandcamp, where all of my music, both free and both and also to buy and purchase and support. But you can also find me on Facebook, Lisa Banton Music, Twitter, Ms. Music, MZ Music, and I'm also on Instagram. Not as much as I'd like to be, but I'm there, and that's Lisa Banton Music.
Okay, yes. You can get all of my music and learn more about me at blazemusic.com. That's www.blezmusic.com. I'm also on Instagram as Blaze is Hybrid Soul. I'm on Facebook, Blaze Sings. That's my artist page. And I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, all of the other. You know, if you go on one, you can probably connect to the next one. So, yeah.
Cool. Gwendolyn.
Yeah, just Gwendolyn Collins. My website is GwendolynCollins.com. Facebook is Gwendolyn Collins. Twitter, which Lisa, I'm not that good on Twitter. I'm Gwendolyn Collins. Instagram, I'm Gwendolyn Collins. And my fan page on Facebook is Gwendolyn Collins Music. So usually it's not that many Gwendolyn Collins out there. So you can usually just kind of Google Gwendolyn Collins and I'll come up. And I know Kenya's not here, but I do know her information. She's KenyaSoulSinger.com and Kenya Soul Singer on all of the social media platforms.
Cool.
And Yzma also, can I just say Yzma Music, that's I-I-S-M-A. music.com is his website, and on social media he is Yzma, I-I-S-M-A-L-E-L, Yzma L.
And I will be reaching out to all of y'all so I can have y'all one-on-one, you know, not a group thing. It'll just be all of us, you know, me, you, maybe a co-host. And I want Gwendolyn to also come in and co-host, because I think there's a couple more artists I know that I'm sure that you probably want to get down with. For real, for real.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. I love, you know, listening to other artists. Absolutely. And I am really a fan of indie music. Like, I am an artist, but I love independent music. So when people, you know, shoot music my way, I'm seriously here. You know, Blaze can tell you, I'm listening. I'm like, have you heard this person? Have you heard this person? Oh, I just, you know, I just discovered this person. They're really good. Or, you know.
Don't worry. We're gonna I'm gonna enlighten you with a couple of them, because I've been doing this show 17 years, so you know it ain't like I don't know a lot of folks and listen to a lot of folks. So I think you might fit in with them and want to do something with them. Who knows?
Okay, I appreciate it. Absolutely.
I'm gonna last song I'm gonna play is The Simple Things, and being that it's a longer song, I want to give it the proper time. So we only got like 9 minutes, and the song is almost close to seven. So we all good.
Well, you know, you ain't got to play the whole end when I do the dedication to my parents and make me cry and everything.
I'm going to play the whole, I'm going to rip the whole, because I ain't heard it. I'm going to rip the whole jank.
Okay.
I love y'all. Thank you again coming in.
Thank you.
I love the music. Yeah. I'm just a big fan as well. I'm like Gwendolyn. I love independent artists. And I, being that I'm an artist too, I love listening to other people and their creations and how they come up with it. That's why I came up with this show, so I can meet a lot of independent artists and actually find out how they do their thing and how they get down. And it's so amazing to hear different people's stories and journeys through this music thing. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. And real quick, I know Kenya's not here, but I just always like to publicly, you know, thank the artists that rock with me. So, you know, Lisa, Blaze, Kenya, Yzma, you know, as I always say, thank you so much for trusting me with your art. I cannot wait to rock with you guys in London. I think you all are amazing. And, you know, just thank you for rolling with a sister.
Thank you. You know, I'm happy. Me being the first time going to the UK, I couldn't ask for a better bunch of artists to go with. So I'm excited, and I just love the job that you're doing so far, and it's going to be a great night.
Yes, indeed.
This is Gwendolyn Collins, y'all. The Simple Things on ATAZP. See you next week. Peace.
Bye.
I still remember when you'd Hey, I dedicate this song to my amazing parents, Leon and Tina Collins, who adopted me at the age of 2 and just loved me to pieces. They have been married for 55 years, and they are, or who, inspired me to write a song about the simple things. My dad is 94 and my mom is 88, and they still do the simple things after all these years. My dad still takes real good care of my mom and gas the car up and makes sure that the oil is changed, and my mom still makes him plates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now that may sound old-fashioned, but they're still in love 50-plus years later. Thank you, Mommy and Daddy, for teaching me all about the simple things. I love you.